Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk about the president when he had his summit conversation, whatever we want to call it, with Vladimir Putin. Let's talk about the question that people are still debating off the press conference when a specific question was asked the president. With Vladimir Putin right next to you, sir, who do you believe? Do you believe the United States intelligence, or do you believe Vladimir Putin? To me, Jason, that seems like a very simple question. I can cannot imagine any other president in our history unable to answer it at that time. Lindsey Graham, a fellow Republican, who obviously is very, very involved in foreign affairs throughout his career, came out today and said the president was very weak in that appearance. What did you think of his appearance?
Well, I mean, Lindsey is very hawkish, so I think I'm certain he wanted more. The president clarified his remarks, said he should have said wouldn't, had no reason not to believe intelligence as opposed to would. But I will say this, that at some point we have to get to the crux of the issue. And the crux of the issue is, did Russia meddle? Of course they tried to meddle. Was it effective? Absolutely not. There's no evidence of that. No one suggested that. And more importantly, do we have problems in the intelligence community? Now, remember, when Barack Obama had that off-mic comment with the Russian, I think it was Medvedev, but I can't recall for certain.
He
said, you know, he said, look, I got to get through this election, then I can be more flexible. Nobody raised an eyebrow.
Oh, no. It was discussed a lot, Jason. He was criticized. I think he should have been criticized. No.
You do think he should have been criticized?
Yes, I think it's very fair.
I'd be fascinated to go back and see the coverage on that. Or when he told Mitt Romney, when he said, well, Mr. Romney, you know, you said what's the greatest national security threat? And you said Russia. Hey, the 80s called. They want their foreign policy back. As though Russia is not a problem. Do you think he should have been criticized for that?
Yes. I think at the time, he did not receive criticism. In hindsight, Mitt Romney was right. But let me just go back to totality of the press conference, because I will utter a word wrong. You will. We all were. But the tone of the entire press conference, Jason, wasn't calling out Vladimir Putin. And we both know this. So many times he has not called out Vladimir Putin. He will call out so many other individuals, anybody, whether U.S. citizens, former intelligence officials. But why won't he call out Vladimir Putin?
I think that's a fair point, and I don't think there's any question that Trump views the Russian reset as a big priority. He actually thinks the Cold War is over, that we don't need another nuclear power adversary. We don't want to go through that. Is he bending over too far? I think reasonable people can disagree on that. So I think your question is fair. But his overarching view is, I believe, is look, if we're not going to talk or try to get along with people who don't share our values, why is Saudi Arabia our greatest ally in the Middle East? Why are we talking with China? If that's going to be the new standard, which I'm hearing a lot of, we don't talk with people or work with people who don't share our values, we're going to have a pretty busy 21st century, Jeff.
Well, I have no problem. I have said on this show that I had no problem with the president meeting with Kim Jong-un. I had no problem with the president meeting with Vladimir Putin. But when all of his own, not even Obama, let's put that aside, but all of his own intelligence say clear-cut, this was Russia. Now, report coming out today that he was shown in January of 2017 that this was directed by Vladimir Putin, without a doubt. When he says yesterday, Jason, when he's asked.
Now, hold on, Chad. Yeah. Chad, hold on. All right. Hold on a second. Were these the same intelligence officials that warned us about 9/11? How about WMDs in Iraq? Are these the same intelligence officials that are guaranteeing this? Seriously, you don't think our intelligence, as great as it is correct every time?
No, I don't. I don't think it's infallible. I don't think it's perfect. But if you're telling me one option is believing Vladimir Putin and the other option is believing John Brennan, James Clapper, Dan Coates, Christopher
John
Ray.
Brennan,
there's no
Chad. Come on, I can't let you get away with that. John Brennan has turned into a political embarrassment, and frankly, it's scary that he was ever running the CIA.
But do you believe him? Do you believe him over Vladimir Putin? Come on.
No, but John Brennan, don't quote John Brennan, is a guy that voted for the Communist Party candidate in 1976.
As a student, and I would never have voted for the Communist Party. I never would do that. But does that eliminate him? Does that eliminate him going forward?
Yes. I think John Brennan has been eliminated as a serious commentator on this issue because he's become so partisan.
Okay, so then
let's do that as a former CIA member or in his position if you want any credibility at all.
So let's
all of the points you're making are fair, but you're when you start to quote people like Brennan, who in my view has no credibility left, I think we've got a problem there.
Okay, but let's stay with the here and now then. Even yesterday, Jason, when he was asked in a press conference by Cecilia Vega from ABC News, is Russia involved in 2018? He very specifically answered no to Cecilia Vega. There was no doubt about it. And then they had to clean up afterwards. Do you have any doubt that Russia is trying to meddle once again?
I don't know what they're trying to do in 2018. I do think they tried to meddle in 2016. And all of this would have been a lot easier had the DNC, you can't hack elections, Chad, you hack servers. Elections, half of which are paper ballots, you don't hack them. And that's why it had no effect on the election. But I do think it would have been easy to answer. The DNC worked with the FBI, handed over the server instead of kicking them out of the building.
Do you think
we would have had many more answers then?
But we'll
see what happens in 2018. And I would also argue that, do you think that other countries have tried to meddle on Facebook or taken out ads?
Absolutely. And then they
you
should
think
also
the United States.
Oh yeah.
You think the United States ever has?
Yes. And then when they are found out by our top intelligence, we should call them out. But when the President of the United States is shown this information, this evidence over and over and over again, and even the other day when he did his cleanup and he said, "I believe in my intelligence," but he also adds, "There's a lot of people out there. It could be somebody else." Why does he continue to back away from what was Russia involved in the election?
I do think the president has a problem trusting all of the intelligence community, the vast majority of whom are dedicated patriots. But as we have seen, and again, we're only covering half of the story, there is a serious problem in some of these intelligence agencies, especially in the FBI and the DOJ. When you have a lead investigator of supposedly that DNC server and the Hillary Clinton scandal and the emails, basically cut short an investigation. And then when Trump came up and the election was starting to happen, don't worry, we'll stop him from ever being president. And that is someone in charge of two investigations. That is troubling. Then they get
But that story was covered, Jason. He just appeared in front of 11 hours of testimony. To say it wasn't covered isn't fair.
Well, had I not brought it up today, you wouldn't have.
We talked endlessly about Peter Strzok last week.
I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
And did you talk about getting warrantless wiretaps in a secret court based on false information?
We don't know that.
It used to be.
We don't know that, though.
We do know the dossier. Oh, by the way.
Was a part of it.
I'd love to know that.
I'd
love to know that, and the FISA court, which I voted against reauthorizing,
right.
The FISA court ought to release all of that information so we can see what burden of proof was met to get those wiretaps.
Okay, last
you're wiretapping, Chad, American citizens without probable cause in many cases. If that isn't troubling to civil libertarians, then we might as well throw away the Fourth Amendment.
Last question, I'll let you go, and I appreciate the time. The president. And the administration is leaving open this offer from Vladimir Putin. And I'm always worried if there's an offer from Vladimir Putin about the potential of American citizens being questioned by Russia, including the former ambassador to Russia, obviously Mike McFaul. He was the U.S. ambassador to Russia. You don't agree with that, do you? You don't think Mike McFaul
should
be sent over?
No, of course not. I think Putin's probably reacting to the indictment of Russians, which, by the way, is a messaging indictment. You're not those Russians that were indicted are never going to see court in the United States. It was sending a message, is all. But once you go down that road where other countries indict citizens of other countries, where's it going to end? And it is a dangerous path. But of course, we shouldn't comply with that and shouldn't allow any questioning of that sort. I do have to say, though, I wish we could have had a few of these cold warriors around when the Soviet Union was expanding and Reagan had to build up the military, because all of the people that are very, very concerned about Russia today were actually not concerned about them in the 1980s when they were much more powerful.
Including,
I'm just detecting a little hint of politics here.
I'll give you one who thought Ronald Reagan was too weak, Donald Trump. Donald Trump in the 80s put ads out in the Times criticizing Ronald Reagan. Look it up.
No.
He did that.
No. Too weak, Chad. I said too strong.
Right, but I mean,
I can name you a thousand Democrats right now that did everything they could to undercut Reagan's buildup when the Soviet Union was much more powerful than today's Pyrrhic Russia.
Russia
is the greatest message.
But what I'm saying though, Jason, is one of those individuals who was going after Reagan at the time was Donald Trump, citizen of.
Well, but you said he was going after him for being too weak. I'm talking about Democrats going after Reagan for being too strong.
It's fair. All right. I appreciate the lengthy conversation. Thank you so much for coming on. We'll reach out again soon.
Always love to talk about these issues, Chad, especially with you, and I just wish my opponent would talk about them.
I guarantee you we'll reach out soon. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Bye. Congressman Jason Lewis with us here on WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.